KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night at the Glenwood Ram Relays, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 149 points, Harlan the runner-up with 84, St. Albert at 78.5 for third place. Abe Lincoln and Lewis Central round out the top five with Thomas Jefferson, Creston, Red Oak, Atlantic, and Clarinda finishing off the rest of the top ten in the team competition last night. Among the individual performances for the Atlantic boys, Jake Dvorak placing sixth in the 100 meters. Jake Arbach was third in the 400-meter hurdles. Alec Hayes was fifth in the high jump. Arbach also was sixth in the high jump, and Cray Lucart placed third in the long jump for Atlantic last night. At the Clarinda Cardinal relays last night in the Class 1A division, it was Griswold winning the team title with 148 points. Trainer was second with 105. Corning placing third with 75. Bedford, Mount Air round out the top five with Sydney, Lennox, St. Albert, Stanton, Villisca, Essex, Riverside, and East Mills, the rest of the 13-team field. Griswold had a bunch of winners last night. Rebecca Topham won the 3,000, the 400, and the 400 hurdles. Larissa Backus took the 200 meters, while Griswold relay wins in the 4x4, 4x8, and 1,600-meter medley relay also helped the team effort. In the 2A division last night, it was Creston winning the team title with 170 points. Glenwood had 144 points for second. Shenandoah with 80 was third. Clarinda, Thomas Jefferson round out the top five. Atlantic was sixth with 49 points. Red Oak and Lewis Central round out the rest of the eight teams in the field. Individually for Atlantic, among some of the top performances, Tiffany Williams was fifth in the high jump last night. Also, distance races had some success for Atlantic. A third place finish from Savannah Sorensen in the 3,000. A fifth place finish from Justice Parker in that event. The 4x800-meter relay team also had a fourth place finish. The shuttle hurdle relay team placed sixth last night. Mackenzie Holmes also had a sixth place finish in the 100 meters. The distance medley relay team also a place sixth last night. In the 400 meters, Allie Siggins placed third. Also Holmes and also Brandy Smith both ran in the 100-meter hurdles. Holmes placing sixth in that event last night. Williams also ran well, finishing third in the 800 meters last night. She was also second overall in the 1,500 meters in that event last evening as well. And the 4x100-meter relay team last night for Atlantic also had a fifth-place finish in the track meet last night in Clarinda. Some other high school sports last night. In tennis, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 7-2 in girls tennis at a meet held here in Atlantic last night. Atlantic getting just two victories in singles last night. Hope Boker and Libby Gifford each posting wins for the Trojans. On the boys' side up at Carroll, it was Atlantic defeating Kemper Catholic 5-4. Atlantic getting four singles victories. Tyler Fisher, Scott Caslow, Jake Arneson, and Adam Weezer all posting singles wins for Atlantic last night. And in doubles, it was Tyler Fisher and Noah Welter teaming up for a win that proved to be the margin of victory in a 5-4 win for Atlantic. Also last night around the region in high school golf action last night, boys action, it was Shenandoah over Clarinda, 172-217. Villisca outdueled Nishnabotna and Southwest Iowa in a triangular. Villisca shooting a 203, Nishnabotna 207, Southwest Iowa 214 last night. Also, Tyler Beam of Nishnabotna shot 44 for the low round. On the girls' side last night, it was Clarinda beating Shenandoah 184-231. Ellie Shane of Clarinda shot 42 for medalist honors. Clarinda's Beth Anderson was runner-up with a 46. Villisca's 281 was better than Southwest Iowa's 299 in a duel last night, and Logan Doty of Southwest Iowa had the medalist round with a 59. That was the low round. In high school soccer last night, in boys' action, it was Riverside defeating Tri-Center 3-0. Kemper Catholic over Harlan, it was 2-2. Kemper Catholic winning on penalty kicks last night. Thomas Jefferson wins 2-0 over Denison. Omaha Gross beats Abraham Lincoln 4-0. In girls' soccer last night, Tri-Center beat Riverside 5-0. It was Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, West Central Valley over Missouri Valley 5-0. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City West 4-0 last night. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are headed to the championship game of the NIT. Eric May's three-pointer with just under a minute remaining sealed a 71-60 victory over Maryland in New York's Madison Square Garden.
You know, I was feeling it. End of the shot clock. Zach got me a great ball screen. It felt good right when it left my hand.
That is Eric May on his three-pointer. Iowa's zone defense slowed down Maryland as the Hawkeyes led virtually the entire game.
I mean, we stuck with it. This team is unbelievable. I mean, the talk in the 2-3, these guys are good, team we just beat. And we did it as a team, as we've been doing the last few games. And it just feels good.
The difference in the game was points off of turnovers, as the Hawkeyes finished with 27 and the Terrapins just 2. The Hawkeyes also played well in their half-court offense.
Coach did a great job calling plays. I mean, they really struggled with that. We ran those so crisp, and that's just disappointing. And, you know, staying locked in the whole game.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says it was only fitting that the only scholarship senior on the roster, Eric May, hit the shot that put the game away.
He's been playing like that all year long. I kept looking that, you know, I got to get him out, but I just didn't feel like we could take him out. Defensively, offensively, he did everything right.
May finished with 12 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Junior guard Roy Devin Marble had another big game as he scored 21 points and had 9 rebounds.
He had to deal with how we were managing the game down the stretch, whether we're going with a set, or whether we're going motion to a set, or whether we're going motion. And then he had to deal with the press as they started to turn the heat up, you know, they come after you, and then they back it off, and then they go after the next game. So he's got to make reads. He's got to make decisions. He was spectacular. Defensively, offensively, his decision-making when we ran sets, he was precision-like. I'm just thrilled for him.
Iowa improves to 25-12 with the win, and they'll play Baylor tomorrow night in the NIT championship game. The Bears topped BYU last night as Pierre Jackson had 24 points and 10 assists to lead Baylor back into the NIT title game for the second time in 5 years with a 76-70 win over Brigham Young. Baylor's Corey Jefferson added 21 points and Isaiah Austin had 14 points and 10 rebounds for the Bears last night. Well, New Mexico has named Craig Neal as the new men's basketball coach, staying in-house to replace Steve Alford. Neal spent the past 6 seasons as Alford's top assistant, helping the Lobos win consecutive Mountain West Conference titles and 3 NCAA tournament bids. Players and fans had voiced their support for Neal as the top choice after Alford left last week for UCLA. Rutgers said it would reconsider its decision to retain basketball coach Mike Rice after a videotape aired showing him shoving, grabbing, and throwing balls at players in practice. ESPN broadcast the video, prompting scores of outraged social media comments, as well as sharp criticism from folks like Governor Chris Christie. Athletic Director Tim Pernetti was given a copy of the video in late November by a former employee. He suspended Rice for 3 games a month later, fined him $50,000, and ordered him to attend anger management classes. Well, Shoney Schimmel scored 24 points, and Giant-slaying Louisville claimed another big upset, beating second-seeded Tennessee 86-78 and earning the school's second trip to the Final Four. 2 nights after taking down Brittany Griner and defending national champion Baylor, the fifth-seeded Cardinals built a 20-point lead and then withstood a second-half comeback by the Lady Vols. When it was over, the Cardinals huddled at center court and celebrated. Tennessee headed home with a 3rd straight loss in the regional finals. Next up for Louisville will be California in the Final Four. Louisville's win puts both of the school's basketball teams in the Final Four. Skylar Diggins scored 24 points, and Notre Dame rallied to beat Duke 87-76 to earn its 3rd consecutive trip to the Final Four. Kayla McBride added 17 points, while Jewel Lloyd and Natalie Achanwa had 17 each as the Fighting Irish won their school record 30th consecutive game. Notre Dame will meet Connecticut in the national semifinals on Sunday. Iowa State senior forward Chelsea Poppins and junior forward Hallie Christofferson have been recognized as honorable mention All-Americans by the Associated Press. Christofferson, a Hamlin, Iowa native, had a breakout season for the Cyclones, leading the team with 15.6 points to go along with 6.7 rebounds per game. Christofferson, one of 4 players unanimously selected to the All-Big 12 first team, shot 51.6% from the field, 40.1% from behind the arc, and 86.2% from the free throw line, all of which led the team. She scored in double figures in 28 of 33 games, including 11 games with 20 or more points. Poppins earns the honor for the second straight year, averaged 13.4 points and a team-best 9.7 rebounds. She posted 10 double-doubles and shot 50.4% from the field and 83.7% from the free throw line. The Applington, Iowa native became just the 14th player in Big 12 history to score 1,000 points and grab 1,000 rebounds in her career. She posted double-figure scoring in 20 games and had 11 games with 10 or more rebounds. Well, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban says he would consider drafting Baylor All-American Brittany Griner. Cuban told reporters before Tuesday night's game between the Mavericks and the Lakers that if Griner is the best player available, I will take her. The 6'8" Griner finished her college career as the NCAA leader in block shots and the second leading scorer in women's college basketball history. Cuban says he has already thought about it, and right now he says, I'd lean towards yes just to see if she can do it. You never know unless you give somebody a chance. Cuban said Griner would have to make the team, and he isn't opposed to giving her the opportunity. He says that would also sell out a few games. In the NBA last night, the Mavericks, well, maybe they could use Griner. They were beaten by the Lakers 101-81. It was New York over Miami 102-90, and Washington edging Chicago 90-86. In the National Hockey League, Boston beat Ottawa 3-2. It was Washington over Carolina 5-3. The New York Islanders topping Winnipeg 5-2. Buffalo beat Pittsburgh 4-1. It was Florida over Tampa Bay in a shootout 3-2. Nashville 3-1 over Colorado, and Phoenix beat Los Angeles by a 3-1 final. Well, Matt Holliday, Pete Kosma, and John Jay all homered as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-1 last night, evening their season-opening series at a game apiece. Jaime Garcia gave up two hits, one of them a solo homer by Miguel Montero in 5 2/3 innings for the Cards. Holliday's two-run homer off of Trevor Cahill broke open a 1-1 tie in the sixth inning. Kosma added a leadoff homer, and John Jay a two-run shot off the right field foul pole, both off reliever Heath Bell in the seventh inning. Kosma's homer came on Bell's first pitch with the Diamondbacks. Matt Carpenter doubled twice for St. Louis as Cahill allowed three runs and five hits in 5 2/3 innings. Elsewhere, Yu Darvish was one out from a perfect game when Marwin Gonzalez grounded a clean single through the pitcher's legs, and the Texas Rangers went on to beat the Houston Astros 7-0. The Japanese right-hander struck out 14 and appeared to be in complete control before Gonzalez smacked the first pitch up the middle. Darvish was unable to get his glove down in time, and the ball skittered into center field well beyond a desperate dive by shortstop Elvis Andrews. Darvish nearly picked up right where baseball left off last year when there were a record three perfect games thrown by Philip Humber, Matt Cain, and Felix Hernandez. Elsewhere, Madison Bumgarner tossed two-hit ball over eight innings of San Francisco's 3-0 shutout of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Troy Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez each homered for the second straight game to lead Colorado to an 8-4 win over Milwaukee. Chris Davis hit a three-run homer to cap a 5-run seventh inning as Baltimore posts a 7-4 season-opening win over Tampa Bay. Michael Morse hit a three-run homer and a solo shot of the Seattle 7-1 win at Oakland. Asdrubal Cabrera hit a two-run homer off National League Cy Young winner R.A. Dickey, leading Cleveland to a 4-1 win over Toronto. A Reds outfielder Ryan Ludwig tore cartilage in his right shoulder while sliding into a base during the season opener Monday, and he'll need surgery. The team didn't project Tuesday how long Ludwig will be out. Ludwig dislocated his right shoulder on a head-first slide into third base, and MRI later detected that torn cartilage. Ludwig is scheduled for surgery today. He'll go on the 15-day disabled list. In some NFL news, free agent cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah has reached an agreement on a one-year contract with the San Francisco 49ers that could pay him as much as $3 million this year. The former All-Pro was released by the Philadelphia Eagles on March 12th after two disappointing seasons, and now he's ready to help the 49ers return to the Super Bowl and win after losing to the Ravens February 3rd. Oakland has traded quarterback Carson Palmer to Arizona. In return, the Raiders are getting a conditional 2014 draft pick, and they swapped out one of their sixth-round picks this year for Oakland's seventh-round selection. Palmer is expected to move into the starting quarterback role for new Arizona coach Bruce Arians after agreeing to rework his contract. And Iowa State University is asking the NCAA to put its athletics department on probation for 2 years as punishment for dozens of improper phone calls made by coaches and administrators between 2008 and 2011. The university announced Tuesday that it reported what it called inadvertent violations to the NCAA in the fall of 2011. The university says a review of 3 years of telephone and text messages discovered that non-coaching staff members made 55 impermissible phone calls, while coaches made 24 improper calls during that time frame. Coaches also failed to document 1,405 calls in which they tried to connect with recruits but failed. The university says coaches have served self-imposed sanctions for violations, including reducing the number of coaches recruiting and the calls that they could make in a four-month period. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.